Hey guys, welcome to the Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher Backchat Podcast. We are the breakfast show in Brisbane on Hit 105 and we get a lot of guests onto our show. Sometimes we have to pre-record them for different reasons. They're overseas and the time difference and they get edited down. So there's some bits that you don't actually get to hear on the air. In this podcast, you'll hear complete unedited chats, stuff that legally probably can't go on the radio. Plus, there'll be some interviews that did go live to air. You'll also get to hear the moments leading up to it. So the stuff we talk about when no one is actually listening, we've put into this special podcast just for you. Please enjoy. Great to have her on. Rachel Finch is on the phone with us. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Very, very good. Now, the entertainment release of Despicable Me 3 is available September 20. You're plugging this. I didn't realise you were in this movie. What's going on?
Yes, they have cast me as the latest minion. No, just kidding. Super excited to be teaming with the guys with Despicable Me 3, the release of it on Blu-ray and DVD this week. Basically, we shot an exercise dance video for kiddies to get them up, get them moving, get them grooving, like the minions, like the characters, and just really encourage that, you know, that physical activity and, you know, the fact that it is more important than ever to get up and get moving.
After they watch the film, of course, after they watch the movie.
Exactly.
I love that though, Rach, because we always have dance parties at my house with the kids and it's been really a bit upsetting though because normally when I'm at a club, I think I look so hot, but now with the kids, you've got the mirrors there and I was like, is that the dance moves that I normally do?
Probably not.
They are so honest, aren't they?
I hope not. Mummy just did
they
a slut
so
drop.
Honest.
Hey, okay. I did that very well. Just thinking. Well, congratulations on your... We haven't spoken to you since you've had your second baby as well. How's everything going?
Thank you. He's amazing. He is the most probably amazing, like, content, happy baby ever. He's just, you know, he's really well behaved. He does everything I'm kind of telling him to do, just, you know, give or take a few little days here and there. But we are loving it. We're loving having two. We've got the boy, we've got the girl. They balance each other really well. Violet was a little bit jealous to begin with. Why has he got my blanket? Why is he sleeping in my cot? Why is he, you know, shaking my toys? But, they're really good. They get along very well.
Now, tell us the truth now.
No, actually, they're very good. As I said at the start, Violet was jealous, but once she got past that and kind of accepted that new you know person, when I picked her up yesterday, I brought the pram into the building, and she said to everyone, "My brother's here. Don't touch my brother. He's my brother."
Aww. Isn't that just it just shows how kids are so different, though, Maddie. Does that annoy you when you hear that? Like, he's sleeping well, he's feeding well, and he's got...
My six-month-old is a nightmare. If you're looking for a third, I'll give it to you.
He's available for hire, right?
Yeah, yes. Anytime.
Oh, hilarious. No, yeah, obviously there's a few bad days. Like a couple of weeks ago, he was a little bit under the weather. He had a bit of a head cold, so there was a few more wakes during the night. But the thing with Violet was kind of our guinea pig. And I think when it's your first child and when you are a parent for the first time, everything is, you know, oh, she's crying. We've got to get up. We've got to attend. We've got to do this. You're unsure. I think with your second and third, you know what you're doing. Mm. So things become a bit smoother. You kind of know the cues, you know the routine. And I think he really can feel that. Dominic can really feel our energy and we're more calm. And I think they mirror that.
Hey, Rachel, is it true that you just went just full spring clean the other day on Facebook?
I thought I saw your name wanting all my clothes. I saw you pop up.
You went through your closet giving everything away on Facebook Live, didn't you?
Exactly. So I did a massive spring clean. I gave half to charity and I thought, you know what, I want to just give it away to, you know, the guys and girls on my Insta or Facebook that want it. So, I literally had maybe 14 piles of clothes, jeans, dresses, all my sports apparel that I don't use anymore. You know, that six-month rule. If I don't use it in six months, I don't want to keep it. I don't want to cluster.
Well, Rach, I want to get your opinion on this, though, because I did a closet clean out as well. Mine's a little bit different. My clothes, is a lot of them were from Kmart, but still bloody good. But it's just, I was giving them out and I was going to take them to Lifeline, and my friend was like, oh, no, I'll have a look at them. And she's looked through them all, but now she wears them in front of me. Don't you think the rule is if you give the clothes to someone, they're not allowed to wear it in front of you in case it like looks better, which it does?
I think they should wear it in front of you because that shows that they're, you know, they're grateful that they got it. Yeah. You know,
something to aspire to.
Wear it.
But I threw them out because I couldn't fit them. And then I couldn't fit them. And now she's fitting in them. I was like, no, that's the rule. You're not allowed to wear them in front of
you. You wait till you see how good I look in Rachel's leggings. Next time I see Rachel and I'm wearing her leggings.
Yes, just the leggings, and I won't be giving you any of my swimwear or undies, though. That's a
I was going to say, it looks like there's a bra. Can you imagine that? It looks like, I've got a picture here. It looks like there's a bra on there.
Yeah, I gave heaps of crops away, crop tops.
Is that legal? Guys.
I got
what
them
do you
all.
Mean? Yes, you can. Yeah.
No.
I've given away bras on air because I couldn't fit them and I wanted to give them away.
Air.
But yeah, remember? You were working with me at the time.
Yeah, it was great.
They're really expensive underwear and I want them to go to better homes.
Rachel, you're meant to wear undies when you try and swimwear, so you wouldn't let people just go and...
Bras are
different.
You
wouldn't want to share that, would you?
What, the swimwear or the undies?
Both.
Oh, well, it depends. I think if they're new, obviously I wouldn't give away things that I've, like undies that I've worn before, but I've got so many things that I haven't even worn that have still got the tags on them sitting there.
Oh.
So I thought, why not?
I thought you were giving...
She's not selling her underwear.
No, I thought you were
giving away her underwear to charity. That you'd have to auction for.
I thought you were giving your crusty old ones away.
No crusty ones. No, they've still got all the elasticity in them and everything's working properly.
So anyway, kids exercising.
Exactly.
No, you put this stuff on Facebook, you open yourself up to it, all right? That's the...
Happy to share.
Oh, well, the entertainment release of Despicable Me 3, it's available September 20. Make sure you get your hands on it, which is, if I'm not mistaken, that's today. Today's September 20.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, 19th today.
19th.
No, it's available. Oh, tomorrow. I see what you did there.
It's playing out tomorrow, dickhead.
Okay. Hey, 12 years of business.
Please leave that in.
Rachel Finch, always a pleasure. Great to talk. Oh, actually, before you go, are you on this new show, Cannonball, on Channel 7?
Yeah, Cannonball comes out on 20th of September. Yes, I am.
Oh.
Tell us, what's this? Is this going to be like a bit like Ninja Warrior? It's going to take over the whole country?
A little bit, but it's a little bit more lighthearted. So it was probably the funnest thing I have ever worked on. It is hilarious. We had people from all walks of life enter. We've got mums, we've got sisters from the country, we've got twin brothers, we've got computer nerds, we've got, you know, all different types of people, and four challenges that they're given, and it's just one of the coolest reality shows. Like, I actually had to be the test run, the guinea pig for all the challenges, so the slide, the jump, the blob, the swing, and essentially it's just like an adult playground, like, with cool jumps and slides, so... Yeah, it was a very cool show to shoot.
Sounds like they should have called it Adult Playground with Rachel Finch because I would have watched that.
Oh, God. Is this PG or R or what?
Yeah, we're a little bit confused as well, Rach, to be honest.
Hey, well, I'm looking forward to it. Looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Rachel Finch, great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on this morning.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much,
Rachel.
Darling. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. This is the Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher Back Chat podcast. You can catch up on the whole show with our daily podcast as well. Search for us in the store. Plus, find us worldwide on the Hit 105 app in your app store too. If you're in Brisbane, don't forget we're on daily as well from 6 a.m. on 105.3 FM.